A candlelight vigil will be held tonight in Southern California for a sailor who was killed at Camp Pendleton near San Diego. He was shot while on duty. The sailor was gay, and his family believes the killing may be related to his sexual orientation. From member station KQED, Scott Schaefer has more.
August Provost was found dead around 3:30 in the morning a week ago this past Tuesday, shot multiple times near the guard station at Camp Pendleton where he was keeping watch. The reason for his apparent homicide is unclear. According to Navy spokesman Captain Matt Brown, Seaman Provost was a very popular sailor.
He was a rising star, and we all just feel a tremendous sense of loss. So we're all interested in seeing that justice is served.
The 29-year-old African-American was from Houston. He joined the Navy last year after 3 years of college. His aunt, Rose Roy, from Beaumont, Texas, says her nephew wanted to be an engineer.
And he decided to go to the military, you know, to finish his education. And his whole dream was to, after his dad died, was to buy his mom a house and take care of his mother.
Roy says Provost told her several times he was being harassed on base. She says Provost was a very private person and didn't reveal his sexual orientation to anyone in the military. But she thinks perhaps someone found out or suspected he was gay. Roy says she encouraged her nephew to report the harassment to his superiors, but he didn't, for fear he'd be discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the Pentagon's policy banning openly gay service members. Now she blames that policy for Provost's death.
He's on his duty post. He's taking care of business for the military. He was there to serve and protect. But nobody protected him.
But Navy spokesman Matt Brown says there's no indication Seaman Provost's killing was related to his sexual orientation.
The typical issues that you would associate with a hate crime, be that gender, orientation, racial background, none of those issues appear to be a factor in this case based on the evidence.
More than 20 special agents from the Navy's Criminal Investigative Service are examining evidence and interviewing people on base. They have one person in custody, a sailor, who they say is linked to the crime and may eventually face charges. This all comes at a time when pressure is growing for the Obama administration to revisit the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Democratic Congressman Bob Filner chairs the House Committee on Veterans Affairs.
The policy leads to problems, and the kind of problems that it leads to include violence and homicide, and it's happened before.
Filner represents the area east of San Diego. By coincidence, he was at Camp Pendleton about 6 hours after Seaman Provost's body was found. He sat next to the base commander at a ceremony, but no one told him about the crime. Now he's calling on the Navy to release all details of its investigation into Provost's death.
And I hope that if the report that we finally get does not answer questions, that Congress can ask the questions under oath and get the Marines and the Navy to testify.
Back in Texas, Rose Roy says her family is having a hard time dealing with August Provost's untimely death.
It would have been different if he was on enemy line or in Iraq or somewhere fighting and got killed in the line of duty. Then we could accept that better. This we can't. We can't accept this at all.
Seaman Provost was looking forward to his first deployment later this summer. He was buried today at Houston National Cemetery with full military honors. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer.